Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug
everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from the Vancouver Comedy Festival in the Tom Lee Music Hall on February 18th to Ocean's 12th. At 420. You know, 420-ish, we always start a little bit late in case anyone's outside, you know, hotboxing a car or something. How's it going, Canada? Western side of Canada. I'm having a great time here in Vansterdam. The Douglas movies that we taped here yesterday with Kulop and Howard and Ricky and Kate was a blast, and today, let me just run you through my day. I was sitting in my hotel room because it was raining outside and there was a Buffy the Vampire Slayer marathon on Much More Music, which turns out doesn't have much more music unless you count the music that happens during an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So yeah, I was pretty much locked in there all day, and then it became a beautiful day. So I have two reasons to thank you for being here. One, because It is nice outside for probably the first time in a few weeks. And so it's awesome that you guys are willing to sit inside when the sun is shining. And secondly, you're missing out on the exciting hockey game that just started. But I've been told I'm going to check out the rest of the game, because since I'm here, I want to root for your team. But I hear the hockey game's like 2.5 hours long. So we'll be able to see like the last hour of the game if that's what you want to do. A lot of you, I guess you're probably here because you don't give a shit about the game, but but that's cool. It was funny today. I learned a few things. First of all, it was funny that there was an uproar in the press about ESPN had a headline somewhere about Jeremy Lin. And that was extremely racist. And it's funny for me to hear them talking about how racist it was and how much trouble ESPN is in for it, because it's basically just a reworking of a joke that I said a while back. I said that Jackie Chan should make a medieval knight movie and they should call it A Chink in the Armor. And so that's more clever, right? I'm obviously the racism is supposed to be ridiculous and funny, but ESPN, I guess, said that about, you know, it doesn't make sense about a basketball player. He's not even wearing armor. Like, so what? How could they go that to that extent? Anyway, so theirs was more racist. Much more music racist. Yesterday's show, as I mentioned, it's already on iTunes, and I've already learned a few places where I went wrong. At Big Mean Bunny on Twitter told me that 50-50 was actually filmed here in Vancouver, and I like it even more now. I'm even more into it. What a great substitute for Seattle, Vancouver is. That's genius to shoot it here and say it's Seattle. And at the Rob Davidson explained to me that the excited response when Mary Pickford was mentioned yesterday, the gasp in the audience, the happy gasp, occurred because it turns out she's Canadian, which makes that reaction even more adorable. And one other thing, Howard Kramer was right. There is a movie called Sitting Bull that came out in 1954, starring Robert Mitchum, but he didn't know enough about it, and my decision stands. It's too late to go back and fix it. Let's take a look at what's in the prize bag, you guys. There's always a fun bag full of crap that all the guests brought, and I like to let you know what it is. Like, for instance, some of the guests are staying at a nearby Comfort Inn, so one of them brought a couple of cups that say Comfort Inn on them. And then another one of my guests didn't have any of his merch with him, so instead he signed his festival badge. So if you want to get into the Betty White show later tonight, you could probably wear this and pretend to be him. And another gentleman brought and signed for us a pair of his drumsticks. And another brought a book that he wrote called The Prince of Two Tribes. And that's like a book for young adults. It's not a book for Patton Oswalt and Charlize Theron. It's a book for actual young adults. And then he also brought a Aunt Bessie's cheese curds hat that he was happy to sign. And I brought a copy of my first CD, Professional Humoridian. And we also have a bumper sticker for the movie Project X. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. And also a handful of assorted candies that I grabbed from the thing. Yeah, because they put those backstage. And I like to share. Why should we just get candy backstage? Why shouldn't one lucky audience member get some candy? So that's what's in the prize bag. So let's bring the guests out right now. Please welcome all participants this year in the Vancouver Comedy Festival. So I'm excited they're here and can be on the show. I think they've all been on the show before, in fact. Please welcome Brett Gelman, Brad Williams, Sean Cullen, and Brody Stevens. Positive energy. Now, just because there's a little person is no reason to boo. That's right. Is fucking rude. That's
right. I thought they were excited because I was having trouble getting up on the stool. Boo. It was like a moment of suspense over there. Like, is he going to make it? Like,
he made it, everybody. He totally made it. And I should explain to the listeners that the booing occurred because Mr. Sean Cullen, yes, that's his name on
that
Twitter.
That is who I do.
He walked out in a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey.
Yes, I did, despite the anger and fear that I knew it would generate. People are just afraid, and I get it.
What about my Arsenio Hall sweatshirt?
Oh, that's what it was. They're just racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have gone, boo, 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 boo.
The boo pound.
It was a fine boo pound.
All right. I'm just moving my tray over here a little closer so I can reach my beverage. All right. Brad Williams, let's start with you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
You're welcome. Have you appeared in any movies since the last time you were on?
I was in an extremely popular straight-to-TV Christmas movie called Hercules Saves Christmas that appeared on the Animal Planet.
What did you play, Hercules or Christmas?
They went with a really daring casting choice for me and put me as an elf. And it was a lot of fun. I played the dumb elf as opposed to the smart elf, the nerdy elf, or the sexy elf.
So every year around late summer, early fall, you must have a fucking shitload of elf auditions
that
you have to go to.
I do. And then when February rolls around, I just got done with my batch of St. Patrick's Day auditions. So, I'm sure you'll see me in like a state lottery commercial.
That's what I was going to say. Lottery commercials.
Dressed as a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day, the most dangerous day of the year to be a midget, really. People see a midget, they go, he knows where it is, and then they start chasing me, and they're intoxicated, and I'm light, and they go, I wonder how far we can throw him. And it's not fun. I didn't stay in on that day.
You know, that's not the right word. I don't appreciate using that word.
St. Patrick's Day? You know,
that's three words. No, the M word.
The M word
is the new N word.
No!
They're right next to each other.
Midget, please.
Boo, 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 boo. Sean Cullen,
yes.
you were one of the guests, speaking of Toronto, mm-hmm. you were one of the guests in the Lost episode Toronto.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. What was more traumatic for you, taping that episode with Jerry D or knowing that no one will ever hear it?
I'd say I didn't enjoy it while it was happening, and kind of glad it's gone.
It was a crazy one.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you could not grasp the rules of Build a Title.
I know that.
And it became this insane back and forth between you and I.
I know. Well, I find now I understand it. I know. And even then, I came here today. I said, if Build a Title, I know it. And then I tried to do it, and you said, no, it's not like that. Well, Jesus on a sweet monkey's face. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I wish I were a small person, too.
Everyone needs a hook.
I know. Mine is I'm a fat man that no one likes.
Thanks for bringing the mood up.
Whoa!
No, I was sad about that. I'm sorry it's gone. I feel personally responsible because it happened in Toronto. But then again, I should feel personally responsible for anything that happens in Toronto.
I'm going to try to lose this episode as well. I generally don't like putting out episodes where the guests are roundly booed when they come out.
It gives you a good idea of where I stand in this country.
Brody Stevens is here, everybody.
Yes. Yes. Positive energy. You got it. British Canada.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
And my question for you is, how many Todd Phillips movies are you in?
I'm in three of them. The last three, I'm Todd's good luck charm. Todd directed the Ferris Bueller commercial also during the Super Bowl. He didn't put me in that, and that commercial bombed.
You could have been the guy driving the car in that commercial, right? That guy was ethnic.
Yeah, I auditioned actually for one of the valet guys.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I didn't dress like a valet enough at the audition. I usually go, it was a callback, going straight to callback. Meaning they call you in, I didn't have to wait in lines, but I didn't get it. And
you didn't have to wait in line, you'd have to sit around with a bunch of lottery midgets.
That's where I saw you there, Brody. That's awesome.
And his new movie, or that he produced, Project X, that's why you brought the stickers, because you're such a Todd Phillips
Well, I was at Dougie Dog down the street, and
they,
he's
and they just had those there.
Yeah.
It worked out good though. I'm looking forward to Project X.
It looks funny. It looks like it's gonna. It's a hard R. It's gonna, like we were talking about, a lot of young kids are gonna sneak into that. It's drug use.
It's about out of control party, and it looks really.
Oh, that's the party movie.
It looks really fun.
Yeah, where they drive a car into the pool.
Yeah, and there's like a dog on a trampoline and all sorts of craziness.
There's a kid drunk.
Yes, accurate prediction. Yes,
that's one of the other things in there. They do get a kid drunk.
The R rating is for, like, it says, like, excessive drug use, alcohol, sex, language, blah, blah, blah. It lists all these things, and it goes, all involving teens. And when I saw that, I was like, I am in.
Yes.
I see the crap out of that. And you also brought, Brody, you brought a pair of drumsticks, because you love drumming.
I love percussions. It's, I'm not professionally trained. But I did use the drumsticks at another podcast here, and I said, you know what? We're at the Tom Lee Music Center. Why not donate something worth of value? And
a drum set was too expensive.
Hard to travel with.
Yeah,
drumsticks easy.
True enough.
And it wouldn't fit in my bag, what with the Comfort Inn cups and all. Those were brought.
Not to throw you under the bus or anything.
No.
Those were brought by Brett Gelman, everybody. Brett Gelman is here.
Yay! Hello. I want people to know how well I'm being taken care of at this festival that I get put up at the Comfort Inn. I love it. I love being able to see the floor. All bed. Wall to wall beds.
That's a great idea for a hotel.
It is really good.
And very thin walls in that hotel as well.
Yeah, very thin.
Brett and I actually have a room right next to each other, and he now knows what kind of porn I like to watch.
And you heard me having a really very personal conversation with my mother.
I did.
Yeah. A real neurotic Jew conversation.
And he couldn't stop masturbating during that.
It was better than the porn. It really was. I don't know if they have neurotic Jew conversations with mothers as a porno category, but I'm willing to sign up for it.
Well, they do. They do. It's right next to the neurotic Jew conversation with his girlfriend, which is not very different.
Either way, no sex happens at the end of it.
No, just worry.
Worry, play.
I do a lot of flying, and so the airline of choice that I use has been showing the episode that you're in of Happy Endings. I've seen it like three times in as many weeks. And I watch it every time because I like the show, but it's also, hey, it's my buddy Brett being funny on Happy Endings and being really weird. You play like this guy who's super into like he and his wife are trying to get like,
I'm a swinger.
Threesomes and, going and foursomes and stuff.
Right, and we're trying to get Damon Wayans Jr. and Eliza Coop to swap with us, me and Danielle Schneider, who plays my wife in that. Yeah, that was really fun.
Matt Besser's gal in real life. Right?
Yeah, Matt's down for that, yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, though, in addition to that that hilarious TV performance, and you have a podcast as well, right?
I do.
Gelmania.
Gelmania.
Yeah,
on Earwolf. Scott Aukerman's podcast label. What is that? Yeah. Is it a company? Is it a label? What is it?
It's a, I used to know the
it's
word.
It's a corporation.
It's an association non-profit. Of like-minded people.
No, I'd
love to get on that.
It's not a shingle.
It's a scam.
It's a cult.
It's a scam.
It's a Scott Aukerman scam.
A pyramid scheme. It's a network. A podcasting network.
Network.
That makes
sense?
There's a few of them. Nerdist. Chris
Nerdist
has
and then
one.
Ace, right?
Ace Adam has Carolla's. One. And Kevin Smith.
Joe
has
Rogan
one.
Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm proud to appear on all of their shows, and I don't want my own network. I'm happy with this.
You keep the money.
What?
And the spoils.
What money?
And the glory. I don't know.
Talking money, uncomfortable.
But have you done any film roles to speak of since last we spoke?
Since I've been on the show?
Yeah.
Was I in any films by the time that I did the show?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I don't know, but it seems like you
I did The
be.
Other Guys. I
yes.
was in a small scene in The Other Guys.
That's a funny movie.
yes.
I did. I thought it was.
I did too.
Yeah, I thought it was very good.
I was very proud to be a part of it.
Where Will Tension. Ferrell starts doing the tougher cop.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hey. I am going to make you eat a plate of human shit.
Controversial opinion, Will Ferrell's funny.
Oh. I think he
Not,
is.
I think he's the best. I was being sarcastic. Right? Everybody loves Will Ferrell,
I
right?
don't know if that's true.
Give it up for the king.
I know him personally.
There's a baby
Fuck
in the
you.
Front row that doesn't care.
Fuck you
she
and
can't
your
clap
fucking
and
baby
hold
doll.
Her baby doll.
That's not your baby either.
No, that was really fun. I did a smaller part in 30 minutes or less, where I played Jesse Eisenberg's boss. I had a bigger scene, but that was cut.
Is it on the DVD?
It might be.
That's
it might
fun.
Be.
That'd be
I
fun.
Haven't. I haven't had a chance to check it out, but and then I had a very small part in Harold and Kumar, their Christmas movie,
which I only hear good things about. I didn't see it because I don't see anything that's in 3D.
Right.
And I'm boycotting 3D, but I'll watch it on television.
Cause, yeah.
Because then they can't make you wear the glasses when you're watching it on TV.
Yeah.
They don't have the usher doesn't
no,
show up
can't
in your
force
house
you to
and
do
go,
that.
They gotta
right.
put these on.
No, I'm not a fan of 3D either. It makes me nauseous.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, I don't like it. It gives me a headache on my
to
face.
To have to wear glasses. What kind yeah. of society makes people wear glasses? Like, you get to not wear glasses if your vision's okay, and then they force
yeah,
you.
Right.
And then people with glasses on, like this gentleman here, how does the fucking 3D glasses fit over that shit? You got some crazy-ass glasses on.
Yeah.
Very those... fashionable, but you can't get 3D glasses over those, can you?
You look a bit like Sean Hayes. Sean Hayes in the movie Jerry Lewis. You look like that with the U. Where he's playing Jerry Lewis as a nutty professor and you are him.
Thank
are
you.
Those prescription? They're not?
They're not prescription. They don't even have glasses.
You poser.
Oh, they're asshole glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Fuck. What a glass hole.
If I had glasses, I'd kick the shit out of you.
Why are you pretending to have something wrong with your vision? I don't think anyone else pretends to have other disabilities. I don't think that happens. I haven't seen too many pretend dwarves out there that just stand up and they're 5'7". You asshole!
I pretend to be a giant.
Mission accomplished.
I did it. I'm over 9 feet tall. You have a brow ridge you could cook eggs on.
I was in The Hangover. Hangover 2. Due Date. Cut Out of Funny People.
Were any of those in three dimensions?
None. I don't...
You don't do that.
Comedically, they were.
Yes, they were. I bring that third dimension.
Very funny.
Yes. Enjoyable.
Hangover 3 will have to be in 3D because that, isn't right. that the rule? When you get to 3, that's the one where you have to do it.
Well,
sure. It's right
I
there
think so.
For the
so
taking.
Now you're gonna have
I think so.
My Doctor web series is in 3D.
Oh, that's a lot of computer time, like a
lot
chunky
of computer
power.
Time.
You have to churn that out.
It's
you can't watch it on a normal computer.
No.
It just comes out as 2D, right?
This is 3D and it's Android capable.
Oh my God. That's beautiful. I went to see the Phantom Menace in 3D.
Whoa,
why?
Why did you do that?
My son wanted to go.
Oh, that
why
asshole.
Would you want Jar Jar Binks closer to you?
Well, here's the thing. You could really feel the lack of emotion shooting out all over you. Like, you're like, wow, I hate Anakin even more now. He was
this is all very stiff and awkward in my face.
Now, has your son seen A New Hope? Has he seen episode 4?
He's seen A New Hope.
Okay, so he's not going from 1 to 6.
No, he doesn't. He likes just the people being shot with lasers. And who doesn't? I like a thing that will cauterize the wound it makes in you immediately.
The Oscars are coming up.
Segway.
They're going to be in 3D as well.
Billy Crystal's going to do one of his monologues in 3D.
Well, the thing is, I just want to go one more thing about 3D. All movies have been in 3D forever. I mean, time is a dimension in itself. So you sit, watch something in two dimensions, and time passes. That's 3D. What they have now is 4D. Time is passing, it's coming at you, and moving side to side.
I just got hard.
Yeah. And no one can see it.
It's interesting to me.
Good stuff.
It's interesting to me that the more something is in your face makes it less apparent that it's a piece of shit. And it's bad. Did that make sense?
Kinda.
That you would think.
Many women have said that to me.
Because most of these movies are shitty in 3D. Mm-hmm. They're bad.
Mm-hmm. Release the Kraken!
That's what Brett would hear through the wall at the Comfort Inn.
And what Brad would hear too. I said that to my mom. But I was talking to her about being who she is and not.
Yeah, release your inner Kraken.
Yeah.
We all have a Kraken inside of us. We just have
Brett,
to.
You have the international rape plan? That's expensive.
Did you say international rape plan?
He travels the world raping.
I analyze jokes.
So pricey.
If I get caught, I get less time.
Oh, my.
Boo.
So Brad brought up the Oscars, so we might as well talk about it.
It's happening soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have any favorites or something? Or why'd you bring it up?
Oh, I want to see Gary Oldman win for Tinker Tailor.
That would be awesome. It's his first nomination, which is stunning in and of itself.
Yeah,
and,
it's incredible that he...
Yeah, and he's not going to win, but that's fun. Right. Fun to root for him.
But, yeah, he's so good in that and in everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want someone to explain to me how The Artist got Best Original Screenplay. It's a silent film.
They had to write down the story.
Well, write down, like, move hand here, go that way, not actual dialogue. That beat, like...
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think Drive Angry 3D had a better screenplay than The Artist. It was actual dialogue and stuff.
Don't agree.
Yeah. I don't know why you have to be so small-minded.
So are you in the Drive camp? Because I thought Drive was good, but I didn't love it like people do.
Me?
I was talking to Brad. But
I was talking about Drive Angry 3D, which was the hit movie from Nicolas Cage, one of the greatest cinematic actors of our time.
Yeah, he's got the new Ghost Rider out right
Absolutely.
Now.
Oh my God, it looks so compelling.
One of the greatest castle owners of our time too.
When he, in the Ghost Rider movies, in the first movie, you know, his face turns into a fiery skull. So that explains now why whenever you see him anywhere, he has no sideburns anymore. They were burned off permanently. And, but I'm looking, I'm going to wait for Ghost Rider 3D.
3D.
and then probably not see that either.
It's in 3D.
What is
Ghost
the
Rider
new one?
2.
Yeah,
Ghost Rider
2.
Yeah, no, that really jumped
ahead
the
of
shark.
Themselves.
Yeah. Not good.
Oh, I'm excited for John Carter.
I love John Carter.
Why?
Because I love Edgar Rice
Burroughs. It's the guy who did Wally and Nemo.
Yeah, Stanton.
Andrew Stanton directed it. Yeah, so he's a talented director, but I just can't get excited about a science fiction, like a genre film that's just called John Carter. You know, that's the name of Noah Wiley's character in ER.
I don't know.
Is it really?
This is why it's
Coach
so
Carter.
Weird. It's so weird why they just can't put John Carter of Mars, which is what the book is.
Yeah, why'd they drop the of Mars? That's
because
a great...
Mars is
that
not
would
cool.
explain that it's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
John Carter sounds like a Zac Efron joint, you know, and that's not
that. It's annoying.
Yeah, what was that? What was the one, the Zac Efron movie that was just his name?
Cleveland Carter? No.
Charlie St. Cloud. Oh, my God. John Carter is only second to Charlie St. Cloud for the most unexciting name of... Well, also Michael Clayton. Like, whenever it's just somebody's name, it's like, why do I give a fuck about this person? Like, why is that compelling that the movie's named after a fictional person?
I like a good name title.
What's your favorite name title? If
my
you
favorite
had to
name
pick
title?
One? Yeah, yeah.
Malcolm X.
Well, that's because you love sequels.
So good.
I didn't see Malcolm 1 through 9. I didn't know how good it
in
was.
In Malcolm X, is he on a spaceship in the future and they're trying to kill him and they've found him frozen in space?
Jason.
No, that's
Jason.
Leonard.
Oh, shit.
I saw a black guy on a skateboard here in Vancouver.
No way.
Yeah. He was training for Malcolm X games.
That's pretty rare.
Yes!
Yes, I'm back. Cut out of funny people. How dare they?
No, speaking of the name movies, there's one coming out, Tyler Perry, because, you know, I'm down with the blacks. He's got a movie coming out called Good Deeds, and he plays a guy whose name is Mr. Deeds. And that kind of, wasn't that an Adam Sandler movie?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Deeds? So
yeah.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
It's an old movie, though, isn't it? Isn't it a remake?
Mr. Deeds was a remake of Mr. Deeds Goes to Town or something like that.
Mr. Deeds Goes to Space? It was with
Mr.
Don
Deeds
Knotts,
of Mars.
Mr. Deeds of Mars. Anything on Mars, I'm in. I'm just going.
How does the theme song of Mr. Deeds of Mars go?
When you're high in the sky on a planet that's red, go to bed and dream of Mr. Deeds.
He's amazing. He knows every theme song. That's sort of your thing, theme songs.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's start down here on the other end with Brody for this next line of questioning.
Okay.
Did you go to the cinema on Valentine's Day this year? And if so, were you with a lady date?
I did not go...
Okay, moving on to Sean Cullen. It's not like you were going to say, but what's the rest of it?
Trying to think what I did on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was midweek, so it wasn't terribly exciting.
I sent my mother flowers.
That's nice.
She enjoyed that.
Oh.
Sorry to bring everybody down. But I don't think I saw a movie that day. I'm sorry.
What about you, Sean?
I was working all day. I did a bunch of voiceover for some cartoons One of them is called Rocket Monkeys, which will be coming out soon. Thank you.
One download.
One adult.
And
loves.
I was working with a guy who... anyway, I shouldn't talk about it. It'll lead to lawsuits. But my co-star on the show, it was the first time I was recording with him, and I don't think he can read. So that led to trouble. And I was kept really late and missed my dinner with my wife and children. And
then
I got home and she killed them. I knew I had to get home before she killed them, and I didn't. And thank you, Rocket Monkeys.
Yeah, goddamn non-reading person.
She's a dead friend. No, that's not a song.
How about you, Brad?
I did go to the movies on Valentine's Day. I had a date. She wanted to see The Vow. And
small dogs love that movie.
we went to see it, and then I found out that Contraband was playing at the same time, and I thought, you know what, you go enjoy your movie, I'm gonna go enjoy my movie. And then, don't all ladies, if she loved me, she would let me go see a halfway shitty movie as opposed to an overall shitty movie. And I did, and I enjoyed it, because I don't know if you know this, but Mark Wahlberg could have prevented 9/11.
Yeah, that's what he said in Men's Health magazine, where all the 9/11 breaking news happens.
If only he were a little more ripped, he could have stopped those planes.
He was supposed to be. He was supposed to be on one of the flights.
Right.
So now he's saying, if he had been, he would have. You know, he would have been like, "What's happening?
It has
something to do with the trees."
I'm gonna go get these guys. Let's go.
Yeah, he'd go into the bathroom and make a speech in the mirror and take his dick out.
Turn into Marky Mark.
Get the funky bunch. Yeah, you get the whole bunch.
I could have stopped 9/11.
Yeah, how?
Guys, what are you doing?
Just reason with them.
Reason.
Talk him down.
Do you really want to do this? Come on.
I think.
Wouldn't you rather go to another strip club tonight? That's what they did before.
Yeah, they did a lot of strip clubs.
That's what terrorists like to do before they.
In addition to Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane was also supposed to be on one of the 9/11 flights.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he didn't. Yeah. I think he would have had a better chance of stopping it than Mark Wahlberg, because I think if he starts doing voices.
Yeah, yeah, Stewie could talk him out of it.
Listen, what do you think you're doing?
Listen, if you want to take over the world, don't do it with suicide planes. How about my time machine? Victory will be ours.
I think if you just had me in the window of one of the buildings, as the plane approached, just going...
I think I could have stopped it.
Yeah.
Because I could have stopped, because if the terrorists would have seen a midget, they would already be in heaven. They wouldn't have to go see Allah. It's like, midget, heaven. They but win at that point.
Are you a virgin midget?
Am I a virgin midget?
Yes. That's the big attraction for these guys.
That's another one of the porno videos I was watching.
Midget virgins.
I don't do 9/11
Starring
jokes.
Johnny Small.
I don't do 9/11 jokes.
I'm very sorry.
Only on 9/11. Save
yeah,
for
you
the
do
big
that
day.
Big show every year. There's lots of jokes and lots of drumming. Yeah.
Lots of drumming, lots of jokes.
The Ground Zero Comedy Festival.
And it's a very intimate show. Some would say it's extremely close.
Extremely loud.
Incredibly painful and loud.
Wow. I lived down there for 2 years afterwards. Had a view of it.
All right.
It probably changed me, right?
Comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
You do seem different now.
I lived in the pit. Yeah. For about a year, just wandering through the rubble, shifting my camp from place to place as it was slowly cleaned up. Eventually, I opened a small barbecue for the workers. It's what I do for the people to get them over this sad time. Nothing says cheer up like a sizzling piece of meat.
So, Brett, you...
Yeah.
I love how moving on can get a laugh.
It always does.
Valentine's Day, I didn't ask you yet.
Oh, yeah. We stayed home. Me and my girlfriend stayed home.
Oh, you have a lady
friend? I do. I live
Are you swears?
With her. Theoretically, yes.
She just doesn't know?
Physically, no. No, she would know. I'm not a cheater. I treat my woman
Boy,
like
gold. Accusations being thrown around up here.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
You don't have to cheat to win in love.
I know this might sound weird for a comedian to say, but I actually have respect for women. So, anyway.
Whoa!
Not me.
Cool. No, we stayed home and we watched our favorite movie, last week's episode of Top Chef. No, I don't remember what we watched. Maybe we watched a movie.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I just got an Apple TV, so that's been fun.
Why? Cool. What does that do?
Well, you can just get, like, movies. Just, like, go Netflix streaming.
Okay.
I was late to that. Then you watch it on the TV.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm not into streaming movies.
No?
No, because it's always like, buffering forever or whatever, right? Like
It hasn't been for me.
All right.
It's been pretty good.
I'm probably hitting the wrong
button. Buffering hasn't really been a problem for probably 10 years.
This conversation is buffering.
Yeah. Hold it, loading.
Brody Stevens.
Woo! Thank you.
Loading.
Positive energy.
Yes.
Loading. Loading.
All right, so...
Loading.
That topic's been covered.
Refresh.
Let's go to... I want to ask Sean a question.
Oh.
I think it almost always comes up when you're on my show because you have a tremendously funny bit in your act and you about James Bond villains.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, that's a matter of opinion.
I like it.
That's
I like
good.
It.
That's all about
and,
it.
Yeah, just do a little quick hit of like a, what, you know, a Bond villain threatening someone.
So, ah, Mr. Bond. You see, what they don't kill him right away. This
yeah,
is
that's the point. Right.
Mr. Bond, we've captured you. Would you like a glass of wine? No, straight to it then. Mr. Bond, I see you've met my 8-foot-tall Korean psychopath, Poopy Pants. Stop laughing, Mr. Bond. That is his name. Poopy Pants. Take Mr. Bond. Put him on a very smooth surface. Leave him there for several hours. Then, quite suddenly, put him on a pebbly surface. Still alive, Mr. Bond? Very well. Take him out. And bring
it's like they're always really shy to see what they're... Like, when they put him on the table in Goldfinger and the laser's going up his crotch, why would everyone leave the room? Why would no one stick around and go, well, he might escape
Sorry,
somehow.
Sorry, Mr. Bond, I've got to go to see something very important. Not killing you. That is very low on our priorities. I've got to... I'm getting a phone call coming in. I'm going out. You'll be sawed in half. I must go. What? He's escaped. Fuck again! Can no one kill this man? Simply. Bring a pony in. Bring a pony. And once, and when you try and mount him, he will shy away. Shy away. Confused, Mr. Bond? You will be, perhaps to death.
Well, I could go on, but I won't. I'm sorry.
Villains.
That was Brody's audience warm-up experience coming into play. Like, yeah. I'll force an applause break right here.
Yes.
Well, that's a natural, make natural it happen. Forcing.
Yeah, they were ready to applaud.
Yes,
it was great, Sean. Yeah. Yeah.
I try my best, Brody, and I just try and learn from you and have positive energy. Do what I must.
Do what you must.
Do what I
must. I think villains must be self-sabotagers, right? Because if you don't like somebody, if you're really evil to somebody, you're really being evil to yourself.
That's right.
So when they're about to kill Bond, they have people leave the room because part of them, that self-sabotaging, you know, self-hating element, is trying to kill themselves.
That's right.
Doesn't that make sense?
I've never noticed how nice your teeth are. He's got really good
teeth. Thank you. Thank you.
You got some sweet choppers.
And I haven't even brushed them before I've fallen asleep the last two nights. Festivals, you know, when I'm out of town. Whoo, pass out city, right?
Brett, I'm right there with you. I didn't do it either last two nights. Feels good. No mouth guard, no...
No breathe strip, no breathe right strip.
What are you saying, I have a big nose?
No. No, but I need them.
Oh, you need those?
Yeah.
Do they work at all?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Brett needs them because he doesn't want to wake up his mother.
Right. No, I keep her on the line.
While you sleep, yeah. You get her on the horn. Listen to me go to sleep.
Yeah. Make sure I don't stop breathing.
My mom uses a sleep apnea machine.
I do.
She does?
The mask?
Yeah, my sister bedazzled it. It was, they worked together.
Well, that's not great. I mean, it's keeping you awake while it's trying to get you to sleep.
That's the idea.
You're excited by the bedazzling, yet you're trying to go to sleep.
Exactly.
How does that, that's going to be counterproductive.
She's doing great. She's almost 81.
All right.
She walks the dog daily. She does chair yoga.
Really?
Yeah. Chair yoga?
Yeah. She sits in a chair. They move her limbs.
But she can walk with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know who they is.
Yeah, who's got that job?
The yogis. Knock, knock, we're here to move your limbs.
The chair yoga people.
Yeah. Well, it's the people who delivered the chair, basically.
No, she lives in a community. It's good.
Oh, okay. Maybe, do they have pool yoga?
They have pool yoga, chair yoga. They have movies at 2 and 7 in a big theater there. They have a beauty salon.
Have you watched a movie with your mother there?
No, but she goes. She saw The Decemberists.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
My mom goes to a lot of
band?
Movies.
The Decemberists, the band.
Oh, the movie with George Clooney.
The Descendants.
Oh.
Descendants.
Oh.
The Decemberists.
Oh, okay.
Sound like another one of the Christmas movies I would star in. The Decemberists.
Down
I do love the Decemberists biopic with George Clooney.
Down by the old main drag. That they're, song.
That
song.
Like, they're from Portland, I think.
Yeah.
See, I know music.
You do.
It's not Shall,
it's tip of the iceberg.
Sorry.
Sorry, friend.
Go ahead, Sean.
Shall we play a game or two?
Yeah.
Yes!
So to determine who's going to go first in the Leonard Maltin game, we'll play a quick, low stakes. Don't take it too... Don't worry about it too much. Try to understand it, Sean. Round of...
If I start crying, just keep going.
I want to we'll go play, after him.
We'll play a round of Build a Title, and the way this works is it has to be... we all have to agree that it's an existing movie that you've added. You can't, you know, make up movie names. Mm. I know you'd all be good at that. So let's start with Brody, and then we'll go to Brett. And you guys get how that's going to work. At Woozy Floozy on Twitter suggested the beginning Build a Title, Cape Fear. Cape Fear. So, Brody, you need a movie title that ends in Cape or begins with Fear. What do you think, buddy?
Cape Fear of a Black Hat.
Fear of a Black Hat, that's that like rapper comedy thing?
Yeah, that's a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pulled that one out of a...
Yeah, well hat. Done.
Black Hat.
Cape Fear of a Black Hat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You haven't heard of that, Doug?
I have. And I think I even saw it. It was the guy, I can't think of his name right now, but he did Pootie Tang with Louis C.K., right? Wasn't he like the creative mind behind it?
I forget his name. He's a nice guy, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of nice guys, Brett begins in cape or ends in hat.
Shit.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be other way around. Begins
right.
Begins with hat, which a lot of movies do.
Really?
Yeah. There's Hat Squad.
Hats off.
But you can
end in cape.
End in cape.
And I can end in cape.
Yeah. That's doable.
All right. Does this work? The Great Escape.
That
Fear
does
of
work.
A Black Hat.
Wow.
That does work.
Whoa. Boom. That is amazing. I gave you a tough one. I apologize.
No.
I could have done something other.
No. That felt good.
You might be taking this one down with that because that's a good one. Great Escape Fear of a Black Hat. So you need... we go to Brad. You need to start with hat or end with great.
Start with hat or end with great.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I know. I'm not able to think of any.
End with great.
That's a tough one. That's
it
really
is.
Tough.
I'm going through my Netflix Rolodex right now.
Something great.
I know one of you guys has one that you're screaming at me mentally.
Maybe.
It's not working.
Yesterday's crowd couldn't keep it in. They get just yelled out answers. And I was like, aren't you supposed to be Canadian? Thought you were super it's nice and plot.
Isn't there like a Roman type movie, like someone or Alexander the Great? Wasn't that a movie? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Let's take it.
Alexander the Great.
Let's take it.
I was giving you that telepathy, Brad.
Thank you, Brody. Positive energy.
Just called Alexander, though?
I think it was. I think the Oliver Stone one was just Alexander, but I bet you that wasn't the first movie.
There's another one with Pierre Burton called Alexander the Great.
Oh, Pierre Burton.
Right. There you go.
Ooh. Not Pierre Burton.
Ooh, I'm Sean Cohen. I know British shit. Okay, Sean.
I am Alexander the Great.
So you need ends in Alexander or Alex. Or begins with hat.
Fanny and Alexander, the great escape, fear of a black hat.
Nice. Fanny and Alexander. Sean Cullen is back. Now we're back around to Brody, who started it off strong, and now he's in a tough position because he needs a movie that ends in Fanny. Has to be, can't be porn, and begins...
You're no fun.
Begins with hat.
Hmm. Oh.
Patton Oswalt.
Hatton Oswalt.
Oh, I
fear of a back Patton Oswalt. It's pretty scary.
Patton's brother's name is Matt, and I call him Matton. Anything, Brody?
It's not really coming to me.
All right, you're out.
Whoa, that was quick.
Shit.
I mean, are we on a hard time?
This is serious. This is serious.
No stress. Wow. No stress.
We gotta go watch the rest of the hockey game.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no pressure. Just, you're not,
low stakes.
You're not
let
a
me
bad
just go,
person because you're
let
terrible.
Let me just go complete Harry Carey.
Let's come over here to Brett. What do you think, Brett? You got anything that ends in fanny or begins with hat? Sometimes I'll wear a fanny hat. Yep. I put my change in it.
Smart. Shit.
And you can't say the fan, but that would be fun.
You can't?
No thes. Yeah, we don't do the
thes.
That was
right.
Yeah, so then you just have fan. You're not adding anything to fanny. You're just saying it again.
Okay. Now I have to.
Oh, but now Sean's
think
excited.
Again.
Right.
Anything, Brett?
Big fanny. Big fanny. Or Alexander the Great escape fear of a black hat?
Now I know why somebody said Patton Oswalt. That's cheating, but I'll take it.
Hey, it's, you know, I didn't...
Isn't it biggest fan?
No, just big fan.
Big fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God.
Okay, nicely done. Sort of.
Once
you have
away.
The Patton Oswalt
that.
Hit, you're like, well, what is there? Could it be Ratatouille? Big fan
right.
or young adult? Okay.
I was going to say Hatatouille.
What do you got there, Brad? Anything?
It's got to start with what now?
No, it's got to start with... it's got to end with big or start with hat.
Oh, end with big.
Yeah, because we got big fan.
But the movie like Big, that doesn't count?
No, that's
well, that's
just,
ironic.
That's just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Brad's my friend. I'm sorry, Brad. Brad, I'm sorry. Positive injury. My bad. I slept. I got kicked out of the game.
So it's got to end with big? Oh, jeez. Big hit. Always a word that comes after big. Why is it that the dwarf got big? That's fucked up.
Dwarf got big, bitches!
Oh, I think it's a Whoopi Goldberg movie called How to Make It Big. I think there's that. Is
no,
that am I right?
I think
no?
that's a,
no, it's not Whoopi Goldberg.
It's an instructional porn, I think.
You know what? I'm
this
out.
Maybe the
I
start
can't.
Of something big or something like that. Mr. Big. I don't know. I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, let's go down to Sean then.
I think Mr. Big is a movie with Whoopi Goldberg. Isn't she play two people in it? A lawyer and
can anybody back that up? I don't think so. Not when you're wearing
that
jersey.
Okay.
All right.
No one wants to help you win.
No, I just was saying for him because he did say Mr. Big. At one
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to think of something big.
The theater just took off. We've left our moorings.
That was good.
I don't think there is one. I mean, there may be one.
Yeah, there may
I don't
be
think
one,
we're going to think of it.
The start of something big?
Yeah, I don't think that's one. That was like a song. This might be the start of something.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Something. Cat, Matt, big, fat. Hat.
The hat
hats one. Off to Larry.
Starring Harvey Korman. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I lose.
All right, well, that was a good round, you guys.
We all lost.
We got Big Fanny and Alexander the Great Escape Fear of a Black Hat.
Could you have said
so Brett, I won.
You did.
Brett Gelman is our winner.
I won.
Gelman.
Yeah.
Gelmania.
Could you have said... Could you have said Breakfast at Tiffany and Alexander? Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce the word Tiffany? You really laid
it
into the
fanny
part.
It's spelled the same
part.
Way.
Yeah. It's not really a spelling thing as much as a sound thing, but that would have been a close one. I might have given it to you.
The apostrophe S, though.
Fangoria?
Fangoria?
What are you looking at your phone for?
Oh!
Trying to cheat.
Toronto is losing 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what did they say? What was it?
They said Notorious B.I.G.
But isn't that
that's
just
not
no,
right.
But that was just called Notorious, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just called Notorious. But that's nice try, and also
go
you're
fuck yourself.
Also you're not. So, but so, I would like to hear really quickly. I'd like to hear Sean sing the theme song from Big Fanny and Alexander the Great: Escape Fear of a Black Hat.
We're just two young kids, children of the Romanovs. How are we gonna survive this day? Let's hide in the basement while the Soviet soldiers come, and maybe they'll miss us. Hooray! We'll get on a black hat and we'll make them feel afraid. And maybe even then it'll be big for us today. When I get shot, I'll fall and you fall on me. Hooray for a big fat hat and the Cape Fear for me. I don't know, that's it.
Yeah! That was awesome. Great.
Not very often you have a clap-along theme song for a movie, is it?
It's rare.
Not very much. The Adams Family.
I would really love it if you just sang every song for every movie.
Well, I will do it if you want me to. I'll do it.
Cool.
What I do for a living.
All right, we'll do every correct answer in the Leonard Maltin game. We'll have you sing the theme song.
All right.
Be a nice
as long as it's not the bodyguard.
Nice bridge between rounds.
Too soon.
That would just be too soon.
I just want to say, I want to say to Whitney Houston fans, this is a sincere moment I'm going to have. Oh. I want to say to the fans of her that want, like, her daughter, Bobby, Christina, what an unfortunate name that is, but named after both of your parents. Yeah. But anyway, that girl, you know, she's going to get, you know, the money, you know, she's the one the money's going to go to for all these sales, because Whitney Houston record sales, you know, online anyway, have, you know, gone through the roof since her passing. But don't buy I Will Always Love You thinking that they're going to get the money.
Dolly Parton.
Because fucking Dolly Parton wrote that shit. She's fucking getting so much money right now because some other lady died. That's so weird.
I watched the funeral this morning for like 2 hours.
It
I woke
so
up to the funeral.
Long.
It was so long. It's in New Jersey. It must have started at like 6 in the morning.
Well, that's right.
Right?
Is it the time difference?
It's sad because her body decomposed during the service.
I watched it unironically. I was actually truly moved by the funeral.
Really?
By points of it, yeah. I mean, Alicia Keys sang, Stevie Wonder sang.
Alicia Keys. But when Jennifer Hudson came out and got in the casket, that was horrible.
I missed that part. That must have been when I was talking to my mom.
She's like, scooch over.
Al Sharpton sang?
Did he?
Yeah.
He's got a beautiful voice.
Hip hop blues.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson did a poem.
Hard to understand.
He was there.
Yeah, I'm sure. What? Yeah.
StubHub.
Jamie Foxx did a song. He did.
Are you just naming random black stars now?
Jamie Foxx did Gold
Jimmy
Digging.
Jimmy Walker did
Gold
a joke. Jimmy Walker got on stage and said, "Not dynamite."
LAMFO.
That is.
All right, I'm sorry I opened up that can.
Too soon. Too much.
It's sad.
It
bummed me out, for real.
Well, let's do something that's fun.
Don't laugh at that asshole. sorry.
Let's bring this back to fun and nice thoughts, and let's see your name tags, you guys. There's a baby up front. I am McLovin shirt, but he changed it to McKevin. That's pretty clever. There's a coffee cup. That's a good one. A Scott with 3 T's on a license plate. Kevin instead of alien. And what is the catchphrase the same? Does it still say, "In space, no one can hear you"? Build a title. That's awesome. And what'd you do to the Chasing Amy one? Is that Chasing Amy? Yeah, Chasing Jamie.
Well, there you go.
Why didn't you just change your name to Amy? It would have been easier. And then there's a really long one there with a bunch of stuff. And oh, Danny's back. Didn't you win yesterday? Oh, you got the name of Shithead. Okay, so you can compete again. No one's going to pick you, but... maybe you will, maybe. So, gentlemen, go out into the audience and pick the name tag that you wish to play for. And there's lots of good ones to choose from. And
I'll take that one.
Go look
Kyler,
around.
Kyler, give me that one.
Is there any food ones? Does anybody have a food one?
Yeah, got it.
Oh, you got a cookie.
Yeah.
What a condescending thing to say to a little person. You got a cookie.
Yes, you did.
Look at you with your pretty cookie.
Oh, yeah.
It's bigger than your face.
It's awesome. Of course, the midget got chocolate.
That's a great rap song, Midget Got Chocolate.
I got you a date.
Oh, Sean.
What?
Is that a black baby?
He doesn't date babies.
She's cute.
It's a black baby.
Black baby. With your goggly eyes and open shut.
It's from the Whitney Houston funeral.
No!
Always. Gelman.
Gelman's really,
he's
around the room.
He's taking his sweet time.
Oh, he's going with Danny. Oh, yeah.
Repeat offender.
Oh, no.
Yes, wandering the deserts of Tom Lee.
Well, he played into my ego.
Why? What did he do?
He wrote, human garbage.
Right oh, that's there. That's one of your lines from your act.
That's one of my
that's
lines.
That's what you are.
That's one of my, yeah.
All
yeah.
right. So Danny with his film strip. What was the film again, Danny?
Signs.
I already forgot. It was only yesterday.
What if it was, it was just like a horrible snuff film?
Yeah, he just got us to look at, oh, no. Murder on film. And then you have a cookie.
I have a
Sarah.
Cookie from Sarah.
Sarah cookie. Are you dying to get into it?
Yes.
You can start eating it if you want. And then Sean got the a baby that's also Sarah?
Sarah the baby.
Sarah baby.
Oh, boy.
Sarah the baby.
That apparently the last time I was in the Couve, I did a show and you brought that and I signed it after, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't usually see a lot of baby dolls with my name written on them.
Did you adopt this
baby? In my signature.
You're a Caucasian. Would you adopt this baby? That is really great.
It's a light-skinned black baby. That could be her and a black dude made that.
She could be doing an Angelina Jolie thing.
Yeah, she saved this baby from a garbage heap in Somalia.
Brody's is very complicated. It says Going Ape, the classic with DeVito and Danza and monkeys. And then it says Positive Energy.
Yes.
818.
Till I Die.
Stay with me.
Stay with us.
And it says Kylie.
Kyler.
Kyler? Yep.
That's his name, Kyler.
Oh, it's a dude.
All right.
Well, the way all that shit's pasted on there, it right. just looks it's very feminine.
Hello.
And check this out when you open it. Boom.
Nothing.
Nothing. Lazy.
Open it, open to blankness. But he also taped a Reese's peanut butter cup on there.
Oh, white Reese's
Two
peanut
of them.
Butter
those
cup.
Are great. Yeah.
Delish. White chocolate.
Yeah, white power.
So three of us got a form of chocolate. That's great.
Does this make sounds?
Yeah.
Where is the switch in the back?
You have to turn the baby on. I'm not even going to
go
there.
You are so hot, baby. You are the hottest baby I've ever seen, you sexy little baby. Nothing's happening.
Over there.
Oh, he's got to get that baby
it's
turned
so
on.
So wrong.
Okay, she didn't write it.
What if you turned it on and it just said, Sandusky?
Yeah! Hello?
Oh, I was going to go that route.
What do I do with that? Wah! I stole your Sandusky joke.
Yeah. That's
all right, wrong. You guys. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
All right, let's
yes,
do it.
Here we go.
Yeah!
L.M.
We both succumb to our egos.
We have?
Yeah, you both have...
God, you were pounding away at that baby.
Sandusky.
What is it supposed to say? What is it supposed to say? Just like, I'm a baby. Oh, it just cries?
It's supposed to just cry.
If you shake it, it cries.
You just shake the baby.
Oh, my God.
Shaken baby syndrome, baby.
So do you shake it? Does it just go, does it just do that? Fuck.
That's a terrible thing to put in a child's head. When I become a mommy...
All you gotta do
I'll
is
shake it till it cries.
Yeah.
Don't shake Brad Williams. He will only cry. The only way you can get him to cry is if you knock that cookie out of his hand. He's tough. All right, here we go. You get to pick the first category, Brett Gelman, and then we will we'll just go straight across. We'll go from you to Brad to Sean and then Brody.
Okay.
And you get to pick a category between these options.
All right.
If that baby cries again, I'm going to murder it.
It sounds like the Aaliyah song with Timbaland.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that song called? Baby crying.
Mama took a jet plane, it's called.
Your options are two or three people are offended by that. The rest of us don't care. Your options are stop that crying baby. Tear the battery out of it.
It's like
we're on the
plane.
I play Leonard Maltin on the plane all the time.
We're all babies once, okay? Asshole. Why don't you buy your own fucking plane?
That's me as a parent with a baby on a plane.
And scene.
Yeah. Well done. All right, Brett, pick a category between Iron Lady, that's movies with a female robot in them, or Gwyneth Paltrow, that's films where Gwyneth Paltrow dies, or Dude, Where's My Sklar, a movie featuring one or more of the twins, the Sklar brothers.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nice choice. This Gwyneth Paltrow movie is from 2010. It's recent. Two stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. He calls the movie labored, and he also says that the characters have erratic behavior that makes the movie a long slog. I think I've played this movie before because I recognize that expression, long slog. Maybe he says that about a lot of movies. Right. But anyway, then he only lists five names. It says only five people in this movie, apparently, or at least five names worthy of mention. So what do you think, Brett? How many names do you think you can get this in? Gwyneth Paltrow dies in it.
Right.
So I'm told.
And I got to name the other names of the people in the movie?
No, you just have to say... I can name it five names is a good opening bit.
Yeah, I can name five names.
Name the movie in five names if you get to hear all five names.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, then we go. So he says five, then we go to Brad.
Yeah, I could do it in four.
Four, he says. So now Sean.
Zero names.
Sean goes all the way to zero names. Yeah, that's exciting.
That kind of puts Brody in a bind.
Yeah, because Brody has to either go into negative names or... Or just say, name that movie. To Sean. And if you go negative names, that means if you say negative one name, you have to name the top billed person in the movie. Negative two names, you have to name the top two. And you have to do it in order as listed by Mr. Maltin. Do you have an idea what the movie is?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you're really in a tough spot then.
So I should say
you probably just
Sean...
say name it and hope that he has the wrong movie.
I have to say name it, Sean. Name that movie.
I thought I'd go out on a limb and say Country Strong.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Country Strong.
That's what I knew.
Wow.
You know, I thought there was a chance you'd screw up and say Contagion, you know?
Yes.
Because she's Patient One in Contagion.
But that's 2011.
She dies in Country Strong.
That's what I'm told. I've never
seen
it.
Spoiler alert. God.
She has an overdose.
Asshole.
Maybe she dies on stage singing.
Oh, she bombs.
Well, I think she dies. Oh, certainly.
One can only hope.
She does. Maybe she just dies a little on the inside. And it's not a total death scene. Okay, so that was a fun start. Sean has a point. Sean's on the board.
I am on the board.
Let me write it down. I'm going to write it down even, just to keep track of it all.
I can keep track of my point for you if you want.
No, I know you'll lie about it later. You'll be like, I have 3 points. And I'll be like, we're only playing to two. Sean, Brett,
is it just to 2 points?
Brody. Yeah,
I'm halfway there.
First person to two. Yeah, well, everyone on stage is going to do everything we can.
It's turned off.
And even the audience, where everyone is against you, Sean. Everyone wants you to lose.
Except Chuck Norris.
I should have, Sean, I should have just not invited you and done a show of all guests whose first name begins with B-R. I just noticed that.
Brad,
okay.
Brett Brody and Sean.
So today you're Braun.
I am Braun. I have a son named Brendan, so I would just be him today.
Oh, that's perfect.
Play in honor of him.
All right, we'll call you Brandon from now on.
Brandon the Braby.
And since Brody challenged Sean, we're going to start with Brad this time. I mean, sorry, since Brody challenged Brandon, we're going to start with Brad and then move towards Brett, and Brad gets to pick a category.
All right.
Would you like, I'll give you three choices. Would you like, since Valentine's Day just happened, Blue Valentine, that's movies with either Blue or Valentine in the title. And then the next option is Culk Fiction, and that's films that feature Macaulay, Rory, or Kieran Culkin. And then at Raz, R-A-Z-N-T on Twitter suggested, I like this category a lot, Beatlenamia. And Beatlenamia is a movie with Paul, John, George, or Ringo in the title.
I'll go with Culk Fiction, please.
Oh.
Yes.
So decisive. This Culk Fiction movie is from 2002. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He says this movie is... He says it's creepy. And he also says that it is downright silly at times. It's creepy and downright silly at times. Has a Culkin or one or more Culkins in it. And it's from 2002, and he lists, wow, short list names on this particular episode, only 6 names. So how many names do you think you can name it in?
I can name that
Brad
movie.
Williams.
I can name that in 3.
Okay, that's a good opening bit. Then we come over here to Brett. So now you can either say name it, or you go lower and get less names.
What happens if I guess wrong?
Brad will get the point, and you will probably have to have a long conversation on the phone with your mother.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have that anyway. I can guess it in 2. 2 names.
2 names, he says, Brody Stevens.
I have a hunch on this.
Don't give away.
Is it okay to play hunches?
Don't play your hand. Sure. Yeah, you can go for it, or you can tell him to name it, or you can go even lower. Where are we at? 2 names? Yeah. So you can go down to 1 or 0 if you think you know it.
I'll try 1.
He says 1 name.
I'll go 0.
Oh my God.
Can I go 0? Can I go 0? Too late.
You're out of turn. You're out of turn. Now it comes over here to Brad, and we're gonna have an amazingly quick Leonard Maltin game. If Sean is right, but Brad doesn't think he knows what it is, so he's sort of stuck. But you know, he has a cookie.
Either way,
look
I
at
win.
The bright side is yeah, you can't lose when you got a cookie on your lap.
Exactly. You know what? I think you're bluffing. I'm going to tell you to name that movie.
All right.
What do you think it's called, Sean?
Signs.
Yes, that's right.
Whoa.
Oh fuck.
How'd you get that?
The baby's not crying.
Wow.
Brandon is our winner. That was really shut it down fast.
Sorry. Should I go out and let these guys play for a while? I can quit and let these guys play.
Yeah, why don't you go feed the baby?
Okay.
And
I was going to say Party Monster.
That was Macaulay Culkin was in Party Monster. Yeah.
I was going to say The Good Son.
That was a little earlier than that.
Good guess.
Macaulay was in that as well.
Good guess.
I was going
good
with...
Good guess, but if you're off by about a decade, probably.
Igby Goes Down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go
with. Igby Goes Down.
With.
Scott Pilgrim, of course, had Kieran in it. They're all good actors. I love them. So here's your prizes, Sarah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think Sean's going to keep the baby.
Oh, he's just feeding it.
He's just feeding it. Yeah. And should we play another round with these three guys?
Yeah.
Or would you three guys like to still go up against Sean and take him down?
I'll go up against Sean.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, all right.
I want him out of here. You could stay.
But Sean, really quickly, I forgot to ask you after the first one, but after this one I'm going to ask, could you sing us the theme song from Signs?
Look
out up above, there are clouds in the sky, they're obscuring the stars, wonder why. There's something coming, something weird. Giant creatures with giant beards. Brains the size of a pumpkin size. Look out, guys, you won't believe your eyes. Signs! Oh, shit. Okay, so... Okay, so Sean won, and Brody challenged him, right?
I did challenge.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. So
No, in the second one, I challenged him.
Oh, you challenged him. Yeah. Okay.
Sean swung away on that one. Get it? Signs? Swing away?
Swing away.
Don't get it? Sorry.
Oh, I get it. Baseball reference. Baseball reference. Vancouver.
I could use a glass of water. Signs? Get it? A glass of water? Get it?
Joaquin is a former baseball player. He says, swing away. His wife dying, crushed against a tree, tells him many years before.
Swing away.
Tell him to swing away.
She sees that moment happen.
In the future.
Boom.
And then humanity is saved because they realize water kills aliens.
That's what, you know, they wouldn't have noticed the water, would they? The aliens, if they're big, good enough to build hyperspace ships, they'll go, whoa, 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 what's all this? Liquid water?
Science. First draft.
Hashtag it.
I trapped one of them in my cupboard. I'm driving away now. I have to finish directing the film.
What is the... Which Culkin is in it, Sean?
It's Kieran? No? Which one? There's. It's not Macaulay. It's the...
Rory, yeah.
Rory, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you didn't even know that, but you took it down. Impressive.
I knew it was there.
Impressive
he had
work.
An inhaler as well in that movie.
Thought it was Alec or
the
Billy.
The inhaler was played by Don Rickles.
What?
Doing a Baldwin brother reference.
Yeah? There are a lot of them. I was just watching the other day, I was watching the Flintstones movie, and
Steven.
He's in that.
Steven.
Oh, my God.
His greatest work since Biodome.
Oh, it is dire. Just dire.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought Betty
Rosie
was
O'Donnell's
hot.
Afraid of midgets.
No.
Yeah.
How do you know? Just because she runs?
No, she was interviewing Chelsea Handler on her TV show. And she said that she doesn't like midgets because she says they're scary looking. Yeah, she said that on
the
show.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Wow.
She's maybe doing real well.
Maybe she's just
she
afraid
really
of one
that
midget.
Remark.
Right.
Did Rosie play Fred Flintstone?
Yes.
Bam,
well,
bam.
It's a weird movie because she ends up with Wilma in the movie. Oh. Betty and Wilma together, right. And they're trying for a child.
Art imitating life.
Yep.
Life imitating...
Well, it's not really art, is it?
Oh. I wish it was in 3D. It would have made it better.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to see a giant puppet dinosaur coming right at your face?
All right, let's keep playing. Sorry. That's okay.
So who's going?
We're
going
to start with Brett and then go to...
Oh, back to Brett.
Brad.
BTB.
I don't know if I'm screwing up the order, but I don't care.
Whatever.
Because it doesn't matter. This is just for fun, this part.
No stress.
Right.
So just have fun with it, you guys.
All right.
Like we weren't before.
Before was torture. Now it's fun.
Yes. Let my hair down.
This is going well, right? This is going well. This
I
is
think
an
so.
Entertaining
this has been
episode,
a fun show, right?
Yeah.
It's been fun. I already know who two of the shitheads are, so I'll write them down. We still need to get the third one. The Sarah's cookie doesn't have a shithead written on the back of it. So where is Sarah? Where are you at?
Sarah's Can you make your way up to the stage, and we'll have you pick a shithead for the end of the show.
Sarah's walking she to comes. The stage.
They filmed a movie in my apartment building when I was a kid.
Signs?
No, I wasn't a kid when that. You want to know?
Yeah.
Roller Coaster.
I was an extra in a movie.
Henry Fonda was in it. George Segal. They blow up the roller coaster.
Yeah, that was in Sensaround. That was, I believe, it was the third movie in Sensaround after Earthquake and Midway.
Yeah.
And they finally said, "Fuck it, let's have this seat shake when people are just riding on a roller coaster."
Yep. First grade, I remember I saw all the trucks and everything. George Segal. George. It was Helen Hunt was
played
in it.
His daughter in that. Yes. That's
yeah,
correct.
And Steve Guttenberg, I think, mm-hmm. got his first.
Timothy Bottoms was the mad bomber that was put.
Ernest Borgnine was the roller coaster.
The band Sparks was in it.
That's right.
All right.
Kiss turned it down. Sparks said yes. It was their worst decision ever.
I was an extra in Curly Sue.
God, you guys are braggarts.
And I sat next to Belushi on a plane a couple months ago.
Belushi?
Belushi. Jim Belushi. Star of Curly Sue.
He was in Coach or you were in First?
Oh.
Revealing moment.
No comment. No, I was in First. I was being flown for a job.
Nice.
That's the perks of SAG, guys. I can't afford to put myself in First.
If you're in the Screen Actors Guild and you have to fly somewhere to work, they have to put you in first class?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Welcome to Hollywood.
They do.
Hangover 1, Hangover 2, Due Date.
He would not.
Funny people.
He put on a sleep mask.
He did?
Yeah, he would.
Because that's his way of saying, don't talk to me, Gelman.
Oh, didn't even look at me. He sat down,
didn't
put
recognize
on the sleep
you
mask.
From your extra role? What a shithead.
I know.
Did my sister bedazzle it?
Yeah. She bedazzled his career. And
okay.
His reputation.
Red Heat.
Red Heat is Red a fine heat. Film.
Red Heat.
All right, pick a category, Brett. Would you like...
Yeah.
It's Molly Ringwald's birthday today.
Oh.
Oh. And strangely enough, also, maybe that's why they got along so well, John Hughes' birthday as
the
well.
Late.
The yeah, way. They were born on the same day.
Shit.
We'll
they didn't
have
die
to wait
on the
see if they
day.
Die on the same day. Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to. The jury's still out on that.
Mm.
And so that would be movies. This is a very simple category. I believe there's probably only like three options. Movies
okay.
directed by John Hughes featuring Molly Ringwald. Or at E. Seamus, Seamus, suggested Two Dicks. Which is, it's not the films of Alan Tudyk, it's the buddy cop films.
Okay.
Films with two cops.
Red
okay.
Heat.
Okay.
And the category's called Two Dicks.
Okay. City Heat.
And then your third category would be from Jaws, LLART Little. I don't know, Jaws Lartle Little. I don't, oh no, Jars of Lart. Little's the next word. Little's the word, you'll get it in a second.
Harris Littles?
that is his whole name. Jaws Lart Little. I don't know what that means. But anyway, his suggestion is Sock Blocker, which is movies with footwear in the title.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm
Sock
going
Blocker.
To pick
Crocs the film.
Which one would you like?
Two Dicks.
Okay, this is...
Brett would like Two Dicks.
Slowly.
This is a cop buddy picture from 1912. No, it's from 1986.
Mm.
2.5 stars.
All right.
From Leonard. He says about this movie that it is about two cops. He also says.
All right.
He says that they think they're about to retire. Like that happens in every buddy cop movie, too. He says one of the buddy cops lights up the screen, but otherwise the movie is pretty blah. Yeah, one of the cops lights up the screen, otherwise it's blah, and he names 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Brett Gelman? People in the audience are murmuring.
0.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this would have been exciting if it still mattered.
I'm going for it.
All right, Brad, what do you say?
I have no idea what this film is, so name that movie.
All right, what do you think it is, Brett?
Running Scared.
That's correct.
Oh. Boom.
Wow.
It was The Retired.
Wow.
I fucking love that movie.
Wow.
We can go down to Florida. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
I'm impressed.
Close to the Oscars.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Dancer.
Hines. Dancer.
That was
actor.
Great.
Thank you.
That's a great guess.
All right, let's
I
go
like,
to...
I love
well,
that
I was right,
when
so
it
yeah.
Came out. Yeah.
Good
this
job.
This is a good movie.
I was thinking 48 hours. Lethal Weapon, but that's too...
One of them is retiring.
Yeah, the only part that stuck with me about Running Scared all my life is the scene where they both have a donut and they cheers with the donuts and they go... And when they touch the donuts to the other, they go, clink. I don't know why I always remember that, but it was that's, made me laugh at the time.
That's really weird.
Otherwise the movie was blah.
Remember the titty shirts when they turn around when they're in Key West?
And they have titty shirts
and
on?
And they have, and there's like girls roller skating them. They turn around and they have airbrushed breasts on their shirts.
Yeah, that's
very funny.
I think Leonard was right about that one. I disagree with Leonard sometimes.
Which one lights up the screen?
Crystal.
I think it's Billy Crystal, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Gregory Hines.
He died of
cancer.
That's what killed him.
You
fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I thought he lit up the screen, too. I thought he was great.
That review killed him.
Yeah.
Let's play another round, but we'll start with Brody on the other end there, and then we'll go to Sean, get them in the action. Brody, pick a category.
Sports movies.
Here we go. Let me see if I even have
movies
any...
starring Brody.
Let me see if I have...
Which are again?
I'm going to try
Hangover
to find...
Hangover 1.
I'm
Hangover
see
2.
If I...
Due date.
I'm going to try to find a sports movie, see if I have one
I
in here.
I am common.
I don't think I do, though. Sorry. I don't think I have a sports movie in here.
I'll name it in zero.
Yeah, I don't have any sports movies. I have.
Is Roller Boogie a sports movie? Because they roll in it. They are moving.
I've got Darcy Blows, which is movies where someone gets a blowjob. Or.
All right.
Humoridian on Twitter suggested Breaking Bald, which is. This is exciting. The films of the Baldwin brothers.
I said them earlier.
Yeah, that already came up. And then Here's Johnny, which is a movie where at some point in the film someone does an impression of Jack Nicholson. So what would you like, Jack Nicholson impression, Baldwin Brothers, or blowjob?
I'll go with the Baldwin Brothers.
Okay. Baldwin's Breaking Baldwin. This one is from 1994. Leonard gives it 2 stars. He says about this movie... that it takes one actor in the film's closing moments to bring it to life. And he also says about it that one sexy scene was added for home video.
What year?
In a Baldwin movie.
What year was that?
94?
94, 2 stars, and Leonard lists 11 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Brody?
I'd probably need... 3 or 4. I don't want to be finally figuring out how this game works. I don't want to be a hot shot and say 2. I'm going to play it honest.
You know they go from the bottom, right?
Yeah. Oh, they start from the bottom.
Yeah, the lowest ones on the list of the stars, the billing. So it'll be Quaylar Mandar. And you'll say, what? And then you'll be angry.
What do you think I should say then?
I don't know.
Have we said any names in this show, or has every guess always been 0 or less?
That's zero
crazy.
Or less.
Yeah. Or 0. They've always been 0. Okay, so what do you want us to do? 3 or 4? You got to pick 1.
4.
Okay, he says 4 names, Sean.
I'm going to say name it.
All right.
Just do it.
Jeez.
Do you want the clues again, Brody?
Yeah.
Two stars from Leonard. It's got a Baldwin in it. 94. He also says about it that one actor in the film's closing moments brings it to life, and then a sexy scene was added later. Mm. And out of 9 names, your 4 names are Royce D. Applegate.
Pretty close.
Good actor.
Burton Gilliam.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Ooh.
Not since Mary Pickford's name came up. Where's Philip Seymour Hoffman from?
And Richard Farnsworth.
Oh.
The great Richard Farnsworth, the gray fox. Or the guy who rode a lawnmower across the country in The Straight Story. What do you think, Brody? If you name a movie that has a Baldwin brother in it, you'll at least have a chance.
I know. I'm thinking of one, I can't think of the title. It's Miami Blues.
Does have a Baldwin in it, and the correct Baldwin, Alec, but that's not the correct answer. Yeah, the correct answer is The Getaway.
Oh, oh remake, yeah,
that remake of The Getaway with Kim
Basinger.
Punch
it, punch it, punch it!
See, the remake threw me off.
Was that a line from a film, or are you just mad about something?
He's driving, up, driving backwards, and he's saying, punch it, punch it, punch it. They're trying to get out of there quickly. Him and Kim Basinger.
Right. The only part I really remember that movie is one of the Tillys, I think it's Jennifer Tilly and Michael Madsen
make out with
having
Farnsworth.
Sex in front of a guy who's tied to a chair. Her husband's like tied to a chair and they have sex in front of him. And it just made me so unhappy watching that scene. It's weird.
Not good,
I don't know why.
Tilly and Madsen, keep it real.
Oh, I don't think he was really inside her.
Oh, yeah? It's Tilly and Madsen.
All right, so that's you know, a nice extended Leonard Maltin game. Let's hear it for all of my guests today, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Poor Danny. Danny got all the way up to the plate twice and didn't win anything, but at least I'm going to say, should I say the same shithead again? All right, I'll give you the same shithead as yesterday. And thanks, you guys. Do you have any plugs you want to get in really quick? This podcast will probably come out within a week or so.
No major plugs. You can follow me at Brody Is Me Friend on Twitter.
Brody Is Me Friend.
That's a homage to my busboys Tony and Mr. Lee when I lived in New York and I was a waiter. Brody, you me friend. They're Albanian and Chinese. And that's my homage to them.
And Sean is Mr. Sean Cullen on Twitter.
Yes.
And it looks like Sean Mrs. when you look at it.
Mrs. Ian.
It looks like Mrs. Ian Cullen.
Yeah.
That's a good wise choice. And what, you got anything coming up you want to tell us about?
I have my own podcast that I do.
Oh, that's right. You have a podcast as well.
Called The Sean Pod. Yes. And people talk to me. I have a great one on right now with, you wouldn't know him probably, Gordon Pinson.
The great Gordon Pinson.
Yes, and he was in, he's hilarious, and he's doing poetry now, but he reenacts his great moment in Blackula. He plays the detective in Blackula. And he has the best line in ever in cinema. Because the two people who bring the Blackula to America are these gay antique dealers, gay black antique dealers, and someone, they go missing. And they say to Gordon Pinson, what should we do? And he says, who gives a shit about two fag black antique dealers? I think that's what it is. Oh, no, who gives a shit about two fat, fuck. Who gives a shit about two fag black vampires, that's what it is. Who gives a shit about two fag black vampires? And then it's the greatest time. But
he must be an amazing actor if he could spit that out without fumbling.
Yeah, so tune into that. It's fine.
All right. And Brody wants to go. We got to go back to Brody.
I do have a podcast, Brody and Esther, on the Death Squad Joe Rogan Network. And I do that every couple weeks, Brody and Esther. I hop in on a lot of those Ice House Chronicles, a lot of stuff like that. Who charted Howard and Kulop?
Yeah, you're on this podcast.
I'm on this podcast
that everybody's listening to right now.
Tune in.
And Brad, what do you got coming up?
Just constantly touring. Go to bradwilliamscomedy.com for my tour dates. You can follow me on Twitter at funnybrad.
Ooh. And it is. And look for him. It's St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah. Please don't look for me on St. Patrick's Day.
Brett Gelman, Gelmania.
Gelmania.
Happy Endings, Playing on Planes.
Second season of Eagle Heart.
With
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott.
That airs April 12th. And then I'm also going to be on another show on MTV called The Inbetweeners, which will be coming out this summer. So look for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can go find out about all of my stuff at douglasmovies.com and to find stand-up comedy dates and podcast taping dates and locations and ticket purchasing links. Thank you, Vancouver, for coming out today on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
Let's go watch the rest of the hockey game. And as always, Betty White is a shithead. David Hasselhoff is a shithead. And the Culkin brothers is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Rise above his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug movies.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I'll try to come back as soon as I can. Bye-bye.